Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
64030.
Thank you for that, sir. And may I please have the first and last name?
Dennis Butler.
Thank you for that, sir. And please verify the address.
503 East 132nd Terrace, Grandview, Missouri, 64030.
Thank you for that, sir. And let's see. I see that you have the technical bag and the membership to our Gadget website, and I see that you've been canceled out. How can I assist you?
Well, I was canceled out on one for $63, and it's still showing in my account that it's pending, but then I got another charge of $67.32.
Let's see, sir. We only see the $67.32, sir, and that was canceled out. So that's a cancellation that does not include a refund.
But
it's just
a
cancellation.
On which amount, ma'am?
Sir, I'm sorry?
On which amount? There's been two amounts. One shows in my bank account that it's pending, and I called the other day and they said that membership would be canceled. And then this new one, it's showing transaction for March 28th of $67.32, and I assume that's for a membership I didn't know I was signing up for either. I thought I was just getting the item. I ordered three items in the last week. I ordered a smartphone, and I ordered that bag.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other? Earbuds. And each of those items, two of those items were $7.95. And I think the bag was $6 and something.
Yes, sir. Well, we can offer you a 35% of the custom courtesy refund.
I don't understand why I even get charged a membership.
Yes, sir. Whenever the customer submits for the shipping and handling charge, then the customer would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our website, which is stated in our terms of services, before the customer could complete the order.
Well, I need to cancel, please.
Yes, so the account has already been canceled out, sir, and we can offer you a 50% of a customer courtesy refund.
I mean, I've been charged twice. Do you understand?
Yes, sir, but we can only handle the charge that we see in our system, which is the $67.32, sir.
Can we cancel that, please?
It's already, the account has been canceled out, sir.
Yeah, but that $60.37 has been taken out of my bank account.
Yeah, so the highest of the refunds that we can offer you is 50%.
Well, we're not on the same page here, I don't believe.
So the only charge that we see is the $67.32. The account was canceled out. That the cancellation does not include a refund, but we can offer you a customer courtesy refund of 50%.
So I have to take it for 60% or nothing?
So if you've agreed to the shipping and handling charges, and by extension, you've also agreed to these whenever the order was placed.
If that is written in there somewhere, it is not very legible or whatever. So I would like to cancel the transaction for March the 28th in the amount of $67.32.
And the highest of the refunds that we can offer is 50%, sir.
All right, then I'll take the 50%, but you got to be kidding me. Is this always how it works?
Yes, sir. If the customer agrees to the shipping and handling charges, and by extension that they've also agreed to these, the customer would have had to check a box that stated that they were over the age of 18 and that they understood the terms before the order could even be placed.
All right. So I'm over at 18, I guarantee you, but I didn't understand it. So can you get at least the 50% back, please?
Yes, sir. I've issued the $33.66, sir, and that will go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days.
Now, am I going to get any more of these?
No, sir. The account has been canceled out, sir.
Right. The account was canceled out, wasn't it, prior to this March 28th deal?
It was charged before the cancellation.
So that one account, the one charge I'm looking at, that is still pending in my account of 6371, that has been canceled, or you don't even show that?
I don't see that, sir. The only charge that I see is the $67.32, sir. I don't see the other charge.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.